Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. And how old is a dog? Dog years. How does that work?
Dog years, I've always heard, is seven.
Seven dog years for every one human year. When I was a kid, I was told by a vet that's not really accurate. He said in the, you know, because dogs can reproduce at a year old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so it's not really accurate. He said they really age really fast in the front, and then their later years, they don't age as quickly. He said it would be like if you were born and you would be 18 by the time you were 1 year old, and then every year after that, there's a few more years. I thought that was a good explanation. Now there's another formula to calculate your dog's age. University of California researchers say, looking at DNA over time and using math, they have come up with what they call the natural logarithm calculator. You can use that online. It's free. You type in your dog's age. You press enter. That gives you a number that you then multiply by 16, then you add 31.
What I need them to do is just come up with a calculator that's going to do all that for me. Yeah. I'm just going to put Dino's age as 6 in there, and then it should just come up with the number I need.
That's what you would think. This shows, using this system, that a 2-year-old dog is about 42 years old as a human, but then time starts slowing down for it thereafter. They acknowledge it doesn't fully take into account things like different dogs age at different rates, and purebred dogs tend to age out faster than mixed breeds, and big dogs always age more quickly than small ones. But using this formula, Patches is 127 years old.
So is Dino. You know what I say? Dino is 6.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
I also say that Patches...
I don't want to say my dog is 127.
No. We call him the little old man, because he is getting to where he's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to lay around here. Can you bring me my slippers? He doesn't bring us ours. It's like he wants his.
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to tell you a story later about Dino. I brought him to the vet yesterday.
Yeah.
A good experience.
Well, let's just talk about that now. He had to get his nails cut.
He did. Okay, so I brought him to E-Town Animal Hospital.
Right.
And, you know, he's huge. You know, he's over 100 pounds. Well, he was. He's lost a little weight. So bring him in. And usually he's like, no. So he gets checked out. He did really, really good for the vet. And they were so good with him. And so he has to get anesthesia to get his nails cut.
I don't think you could wrestle a dog that big to make him let you cut the nails.
That's how we discovered he needed anesthesia. Because it was a wrestling match. So that was years ago. So I drop him off and, you know, leave him there. I go back and pick him up. And it's like, you know, the anesthesia, you know, mm-hmm. I should have videotaped it because he's like, who are you? Like, what? And so I take him outside and I go to get him in the car and he's like, what is this? I'm not getting in that car. And he wouldn't get in the car. I'm like, dude, you got to get in the car. And he's looking at me and I'm like, what am I can't get him in the car. I can't pick him up. And so I'm like having this conversation. Dino, you need to get in the car. Come on, get in the car. And so he finally gets in the car. Get home and, you know, he's all dazed still. And so I get him home and he's like, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm like, get out of the car. Come on, get out of the car. So he finally gets out of the car. He walks around like, ooh. And he goes and lays down. He's drooling. Girls come home. And he goes to the window and he is barking this weird bark. It's like, I'm like, whoa. What is wrong with you? And so then he goes to the door and he's like whining. I was like, what has happened to my dog? So he whines and then he doesn't even wait for him to come in. He goes and lays down and he takes a nap. Thank you.
Dog's an alcoholic.
His nails are trimmed, though. That's all that matters. Thank you, E-Town Animal Hospital. Here's Halsey and Graveyard. We are Quixie.